This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If you were okay with the status quo of Masjid al-Aqsa before October 7th, 2023, then that's part of the problem. With everything that's happening right now in the world, everything that's happening in Gaza, everything that's happening with the cruel Zionist project, it becomes so much more imperative for us to connect ourselves to that place. And subhanAllah, for many Muslims, Al-Aqsa is just this distant, ambiguous concept, because we go to Mecca, we go to Medina, we know about Umrah, we know about Hajj, but the concept of Masjid Al-Aqsa is simply this thing that exists in our textbooks and this tragedy that exists on our screens. One of the things that I want us to do, inshallah ta'ala, on this journey is to go through the history of Masjid al-Aqsa before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the many scholars who dwelled around Masjid al-Aqsa, the many Muslims who contributed to its construction, and the richness of what exists in that blessed place. And especially now with everything that's happening, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about what's to come with Masjid al-Aqsa? When are we going to see its full liberation? So join us, bidnillahi ta'ala, for the next 10 weeks as we talk about our first qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa.